The man known for competing in the Boston Marathon from his wheelchair while his father pushed has died. Rick Hoyt's family says he passed away yesterday from respiratory complications. To remember him, we're revisiting an interview Sasha Pfeiffer did with the father-son duo nearly a decade ago.
I met the Hoyts at Dick's home in the small central Massachusetts town of Holland, a few miles from Rick's apartment in neighboring Sturbridge. The house is a shrine to Team Hoyt, walls lined with medals and plaques they've won in their nearly 1,100 races, and photos of them with luminaries they've met over the years.
See, this is Ronald Reagan, and this is Johnny Kelly, the great Johnny Kelly that ran the Boston Marathon, and that's Chara from the Boston Bruins. Yeah, and we're very good friends with him.
They didn't imagine becoming such VIPs back when they first raced together when Rick was 15 years old. Rick has cerebral palsy, the aftermath of oxygen being cut off to his brain when he was born with his umbilical cord wrapped around his neck. Rick's mind is intact, but he can't speak or control his limbs. He did attend school, though, and one day he used his computerized voice to tell his dad about a charity road race. It was for a student lacrosse player who'd been badly injured in an accident.
When Rick came home, he told me all about it. He said, "Dad, I have to do something for him. I want to let him know life goes on even though he's paralyzed. I want to run in the race."
At the time, Dick Hoyt was far from in top physical condition. His responsibilities as a husband and father of three boys didn't leave much time for exercise. He didn't want to say no to his son, though.
Everybody thought that we would just go to the corner and turn around and come back. Well, we didn't. We finished the whole 5 miles coming in next to last, but not last. And when we got home that night, Rick wrote on his computer, "Dad, when I'm running, it feels like my disability disappears."
For Rick, being on a race course, even though it was his father's legs doing the running, gave him the sense he was as able-bodied as all the other competitors.
He called himself Freebird because now he was free and able to be out there competing and running with everybody else.
The Hoyts knew they had to keep running. So they had a special racing wheelchair made for Rick, a streamlined three-wheeler that wouldn't keep veering off course. Then they began doing longer races and eventually set their sights on the Boston Marathon. Race organizers turned them down at first, but finally relented, although the Hoyts got no special treatment.
They made us qualify in Rick's age group. And that was kind of tough, you know, because Rick was in his 20s, I was in my 40s, and they were using Rick's age for us to qualify.
But they qualified and ran Boston, and that was the beginning of a legendary father-son partnership. The Boston Marathon became an annual event for them. And the more Dick and Rick raced publicly, the more they wanted the world to know that a physical disability doesn't have to be insurmountable.
The Boston Marathon is the one event that I look forward to all year long.
This is Rick's computerized voice, the one that lets him express all the ideas and feelings teeming in his head that his mouth can't produce.
The people along the way are the best. When I hear them yell our names out, it gives me a great feeling inside.
Rick had arrived midway through my conversation with his dad, quietly rolling through a back door with the help of one of his personal care attendants. It's laborious for him to create new computerized speech, so instead, he played for me a recording he'd made.
Many people have asked me what I would do if I weren't disabled. I have thought long and hard about what I would do if I weren't in a wheelchair. Maybe I would play hockey, basketball, or baseball, but then I thought about it some more and realized that what I would probably do first is tell my dad to sit down in the wheelchair, and now I would push him.